Yeah, absolutely. We knew we were going out as league leaders against the bottom team in the Premiership, and so it really could be a bit of a banana skin for us. So we're very pleased with the result today. We got the bonus point and had a very good result in the end.
Yeah, I was going to say, I kind of assumed the bonus point would be in there already, given you got 48 points.
Yes, yeah, we did. I'm not quite sure how many tries we scored, but I think the majority of the points were from tries. We certainly didn't kick any penalties, but no, it was a really good result. The coaches decided to ring the changes for the match, so we rested some of our key players and really tried to see some younger players. We brought quite a few younger players through to see what they were made of, and they really stood up to the test and did a fantastic job for us today.
That's a difficult balancing act to get right, isn't it, as well, really? Because it can backfire, it can backfire. Obviously, it didn't, but there are occasions in the past with other sports where teams have done that, and suddenly you find yourself with egg on your face, really.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a really fine balance because you have to build strength and depth within a club and within a team. And yet, whenever you do that, you potentially are at risk of running into problems. But I think the coach has got the balance perfectly today. And we had enough wiser, maybe perhaps more, I wouldn't say wiser, more experienced heads perhaps around to balance the team. And I think it really did give some girls the opportunity to put their hands up. And, at the moment, we're in a very fortunate position where we've got numerous players who are putting their hands up for a first team jersey, which is fantastic.
Presumably, you get a bit of a Christmas break now, do you, before the fixtures resume in January?
Yeah, we do. We're not playing next weekend. We have a little bit of a rest over the Christmas period, as we're all amateurs. And then we are back in with a big game against Richmond down in London on the 13th of January, which is they are second in the league just behind us. So it's a real top of the league decider at the moment. So it is a very important game for us. We certainly don't underestimate the other games that we've got left in the league. We've got Lichfield, Saracens and Wasps all to play, as well as Richmond, but we expect the Richmond game to be a real battle.
If you could go down there and put one over on them, I mean, you take a bit of catching then, if we're being honest.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're lucky in that we've built up a little bit of a cushion through consistently getting bonus points. So we're 4 points up at the moment, but obviously it would only take them to beat us, and that would put us level. So, we definitely need to go out to win that match if we want to stay in contention for the Premiership.
A final point, Karen, on a slightly lighter note. I've got to say, I'm amazed you're at home and completely compos-mented. Last game before Christmas, I thought you'd be painting was a darker shade of red tonight after 9 wins from nine, and you've got your sensible head on, obviously.
Yeah, well, we had our Christmas social on Friday night, so I think there were a few sore heads after that. But like most of the girls, after a hard game, we've all got to go into work first thing tomorrow morning, and all I want is some food and an early night, I think.